If you have comments or questions for Ivy Bettini, the phone number here is area code 213-985-5735, 985-KPFK. Let it ring. We're trying to save you long-distance charges. We'll take your call. We'll answer it when we're going to put you on live. And when you're on the air, please turn down your radio.
I did want to add one brief thing to that, which was that you didn't really have time to go into it in your article because they gave you very limited space. But I also think that part of what drag queens are making fun of is what women for centuries have had to do to survive. I mean, I still remember the days, and I'm not that old, where women had to wear high heels and dresses in order to get jobs.
Well, they weren't thought of as women either.
Exactly. And it was very difficult for women to survive without playing that role. And that, I feel, is they're making fun of what women had to do to survive.
Mm. Well, we have a phone call. KPFK, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Ivy Bettini that I appreciate what she's writing. I read The Frontiers, and I, as a man, I have never been really aware of how lesbians feel about these things because I guess I've never really, it's never been taught to me, and I'm really becoming aware now, and it's right on. I hope you keep writing. I'm looking for your writing in their paper every time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Sure,
okay,
thank you.
Do you intend to keep writing for them, even though many of the women staff, all of the women staff members, I understand, have quit?
Well, that's what I understand. I don't know the ins and outs of that whole thing, but yes, I do intend to keep writing. You know, there aren't that many places that, that women have a place to put out how they're feeling in this community. And I feel my column does that. It puts out stuff that that's feminist-oriented and that raises questions that I know many, many women feel. And I do intend to keep doing it. A few years ago, I used to get upset by transsexuals and transvestites, and then I rethought the whole thing, and I don't get upset anymore. I just wish that they would go fight the system that makes them, you know, want to do that. You know, there's all sorts of levels when men dress as women, and there's all sorts of reasons. What I was writing was really what I felt watching at the Christopher Street West
mm-hmm.
Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really very, very upset. I've worked for, well, I guess since 1975, pretty much exclusively in the male gay community. It's now the lesbian gay movement, but back there it was really the male gay movement. And I decided to move over and work over there because I knew that if my brothers got killed and legislation came out down on the gay man's head, it's going to come down on mine too. So it wasn't a selfless act. I mean, it was really something that I was protecting myself.
And
so for a long time, I didn't honestly look. I didn't honestly look, but at Christopher Street West, I saw the guys coming down the street, you know, float after float, contingent after contingent, and they were walking and they were insulting women. They were insulting women, and I thought, they wouldn't dare come down this street in blackface eating watermelon,
mm-hmm.
because they would be killed. Our community would rise up and throw them out. And yet, there they were, in the light of day, being applauded, you know, and the guys that I'm standing with, you know, friends, and they're going, oh, and isn't this fun? And I'm thinking, I don't understand what's going on here. And that's why I decided to write the column. I was insulted as a woman. Not only that, but the way they were dressed and the image they portray, they reinforce the stereotype that that's all women are.